You're listening to SBS News.
Hobart woman Jackie Stocks became homeless in December last year after a cancer diagnosis forced her to stop working. Now the 54-year-old, who has 3 university degrees and used to own her own small business, has finished chemotherapy. But while she's starting to see her eyebrows and hair grow back, she still has no permanent place to live. Ms. Stocks is currently staying with a friend, but that's likely only until Christmas. She says chemotherapy treatment chills your bones and leaves your insides cold, which is a big problem if you find yourself homeless during Tasmania's freezing winter.
If I didn't find shelter, I would have died. The pain from ovarian cancer drugs are they're very cold in nature. No pain relief ever works except for a hot water bottle. So if I had been left to sleep in my car, I would have died.
Ms. Stocks says when you're feeling sick, looking for affordable housing is even tougher than usual.
No real estate would look at you as a tenant. So, you know, if you're wanting to rent a place, there's no way you can afford to either. Nobody really wants to live with you if you're sick and undergoing chemo. There's a lot of discrimination against people with cancer, I'll tell you that.
It comes as pressure mounts on the federal government to increase the rate of Newstart, which hasn't been lifted above inflation since 1994, despite a significant rise in living costs. Ms. Stocks is currently receiving a Newstart payment of $555 a fortnight, but says it's not enough to rent a place of her own. She says no one with a cancer diagnosis should be on Newstart.
You can't just throw people with cancer and on cancer treatment in with Newstart people. That's vastly different. I'm not here because I didn't want to work or because I'm not skilled. I'm here because I'm sick.
The Department of Human Services says Newstart is for people who are unemployed and looking for work, not people unable to work due to health issues. Because she's been able to find shelter with friends, Ms. Stocks is considered what Mission Australia CEO James Toomey calls one of Australia's hidden homeless. He says hidden homelessness refers to when people live in any unsuitable accommodation, including when their shelter doesn't meet their health needs, is overcrowded or unstable.
So that's a form of homelessness which people don't see. People frequently think that the homelessness is just rough sleeping. Rough sleeping accounts for 7 to 8% of homeless people in Australia, but there are a number of other categories of homelessness, all of which are very, very challenging. Just resolving the presence of rough sleepers is not the same as solving the problem of homelessness. There's more to homelessness than rough sleepers, and we need to attend to all of it.
According to 2018 data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, some 116,000 Australians are without a safe place to call home. Mr. Toomey says that's largely due to a lack of affordable housing all around the country, including in Tasmania, where Ms. Stocks lives.
One of the major underpinning features of rising homelessness is purely a matter of supply of suitable social housing and other rental housing which is affordable to people who are living on low and moderate incomes. Cost of rent in Australia, in all cities and in nearly all of Australia, exceeds what's affordable to somebody on a low income and certainly on the minimum wage.
While housing falls under the control of the states and territories, the federal government says it's investing $6 billion in housing services over the coming year. Around $4.6 billion will be spent on Commonwealth rent assistance to assist eligible Australians to meet their rental costs. In a statement, a spokesperson for the Department of Social Services says,
"We sympathise with the difficult circumstances many Australians face during an unexpected battle with illness. Where Newstart allowance recipients have additional costs, supplementary payments are available. All income support recipients receive a concession card that provides access to PBS medicines at a vastly reduced cost, bulk billing and reduced out-of-hospital medical expenses."
Evan Young, SBS News.